2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Well, let's start with verse 1. It kind of gives a bit of context. And Paul says this. He says, he's talking to the church of Corinth. He says, "Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." All right, y'all understand what he's saying? So he's here saying, look, I'm jealous. I'm kind of feeling some kind of way right now, because my setup for you, it was for you to be unadulterated, untouched, and unhindered by anything, so that you can be what Christ wants you to be. Right? When you see a chaste virgin, you know, we go straight to sexual, but it's really talking about not being contaminated by something else other than what was pleasing to Christ. Are you understanding me? There's another scripture that talks about, and we would take things literally. But Paul was talking about marriage and not marriage. He would say, you know, when he just said it plainly, when a woman's a virgin, and I'm not, just don't take it literal, but when a woman's a virgin, he said she can give everything she has to God, but when she gets married, she got to give it to her husband. And he literally says, I can't give fully everything to God anymore. All right. If we start taking it literal right now, it'll cause a lot of trouble in the world. Right. But remember, the Bible is a story about you. So it's saying something to you that you have to catch. The Bible is very clear. But we are going to have to be submerged in it more than anything else, in order to understand what the Father is truly saying to us. Keep it simple for you. God ain't changed his will. He only got one. And he hadn't changed. It hadn't changed since the beginning. Where we get all of the confusion and looking for all these different things comes from a different place. But God hadn't changed his mind. Nor has he made himself more complicated. Right? Complications. I'm getting ahead of myself. Verse 3. You read. Nope, I'll read. But I fear, listen to me, and listen to me as if I'm saying it, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent, we were talking about the beginning just now, beguiled Eve through his subtlety. I beguiled, is tricked, hypnotized, made you do something you really wasn't supposed to be doing, made you think a different thing, got you deceived in another mindset. Deceived, beguiled Eve, you listen to me? Through his subtlety. And what does subtlety mean? It's not a lot of yelling. It's not a lot of hollering. It's not a lot of commotion. It looks right. One thing about deception is it looks like the right thing, but it's not really. But it's got to be close to deceive you. Huh? It's got to be very similar to what I think should be done in order for it to deceive me. And through subtlety, I gave this example one time before, just being in the ocean. It's rocking a little bit, and you don't know you don't know it's carrying you out. Toss about with every wind of doctrine, huh? Yeah, you don't even know it's carrying you out. Subtlety, it's subtle. It's not bam bam. Ain't picking you up, throwing you out of the ocean. Nope, right here. That's how the enemy functions. That's how the system functions. Boom, boom. And before you know it, mankind, so it says subtlety, what's this? And through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted. Are you understanding me? Now, your mind is corrupted. Your mind corrupted. You know what I mean to be corrupted, right? That means one way, in some kind of way, some other stuff got in there and started messing it up from what it originally was. From the what? Look at it. From the what? Simplicity? That is in who? Oh, no, 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 no. Christ, that's not simple. I mean, we got to learn all the messages. We got to remember all the prayers, all the scriptures. That don't sound too simple. I remember the kids used to have catechism. The Catholic Church, they got to learn all of it. Back in those days, Jewish kids had to learn all the law. They had to learn all of them. Remember, you talked to Rich and Ruler. Have you observed the law? Have you done this? Have you, you know, honored your mother and father? All these different things you're supposed to learn. That's pretty difficult to learn and to do. This is from the simplicity that is in who? So right now, Paul is telling me that Christ is simple. Say it. Come on, say it again. Say it again. So what have we been doing, church? So we make it more difficult for ourselves because we believe something that wasn't what we were originally told. For the life of me, and I pray to God that the church as a whole get this one day, but for the life of me, I don't understand why we continue to function in things that Jesus never said. Or while we continue to believe things about ourselves that Jesus never said about ourselves. I mean, okay, so, you know, who's your Savior? Come on, listen, who's your Savior? Who's your Savior? Ain't no trick question. Is it really Jesus? No, ain't no trick question. Who's your Savior? Who's the example? Who's part of the Trinity that lived on earth in the flesh? All right, who would it say the Word made flesh dwelt among us? So who's the prime example of what man looks like on the earth? Jesus. Nevertheless, you living like you. And we're living like us. And we're picking up customs that were passed down from generation to generation. You ever heard of generational curses? You heard them before, huh? Yeah, most of them come out of the church. No, the devil cursed. No, the devil, well, he did curse the servant at the beginning. But most of them are passed down through the foolishness you learned from grandma and them. And mama and them. And then we kept these traditions going. But I can't trace them up my family tree, which is Jesus, back to my father. What traditions are you carrying that you can't trace back to your father? I want to keep it simple. I make it simple straight to the point. We're going to go to Ephesians 4 in a minute. But I'll make it simple and straight to the point. Most of our trouble or non-production or non-progress, it ain't because we're bad people. Right? It ain't because we can't live right. It ain't that. We suffer with master them. We can master just not talking about people, hopefully. Right? Like some of those things we can get done. But why is it that we can master some of those things and still not make the progress that we should see? Not bring deliverance to people like we should. Something's wrong. Can you agree? Yes, sir. No. Answer me. Can you agree? Yes, sir. No. I need to find out. I need to find out if you think it's okay right now or do something need to change. Tell me. Cause and I don't say it because I need it. I need you to say it because you need it. Because if we don't ever realize that something needs to change, nothing will change. If you think everything's cool, yeah, it's cool right now. We good. I'm saved. We going to heaven. It's a problem. That's a major problem because of the mindset. Your mind is corrupted. You forgot that you were here for a reason. What you thought you got? You came here to get saved? God sent me down here to get saved. Why are he going to send you from himself to get saved? Where you came from, God? You came from the Father from the beginning, right? When you were born, he put you in there, right? So he sent you down here to get saved? No, something else. So we corrupted. Our minds have been corrupted through tradition and through man's understanding. God ain't changed his will since the beginning. Ain't no 29,000 different things. He's had one will since the beginning. You hear Jesus talking. I ain't got time to go to all the scriptures, but he said, one thing is needful. How many? Hold on. Who said that? He said, how many things he said needful? What's all that stuff you chasing? Come on. Everybody say amen real quick. Amen. He said one thing evil. Matthew 6:33, and you know it. You ain't got to turn that. What the scripture say? Anybody know what Matthew 6:33 said? He said, but it starts off with a but because it means something else before that you was looking before and acting like before. You're searching, trying to figure out what you're going to put on, what you're going to wear, who you're going to be with, what you're going to eat, all that stuff, right? But then he says, but then he says what? Seek you first kingdom of God. How many, when? No, like first, second, third. No, when?
First.
That was it. He didn't say a lot of stuff. But we've over the subtlety. And you know, it's like slow dance, and it feel good. You know, the rock, you know how we rock in church on Sunday? Music on, and y'all know it get good when everybody rocking together. And now you feel like, nah, I got a little rhythm. You ever had somebody didn't have much rhythm, but they with a bunch of people with rhythm, so they look better because they in the, you know, or like somebody, you know, like this. So it feels good. Yeah! And subtlety. Before you know, you standing way over there when the wheel right here. That's how it's been over the years. Over the years, since the beginning, and then Jesus came and corrected everything, and still since him, it's been a rocking going on. There's a message I'm going to preach one day called Sharps and Flats. If you know anything about music, you can sing sharp and you can sing flat. If the note is right here, a sharp note will be, like you're not really hitting the note like you're supposed to be, and a flat note will be, but it almost sounds like it's the right thing, but it ain't. Some of y'all are like, that's all that sound the same to me. But you never hit the note on the head. It's like hitting the nail on the head. You don't hit it, but it's real close. It sounds like you're doing the right thing. It sounds like you're hitting the right note, but you ain't hitting the right note because you're either flat, which is under, or you sharp, which is above, but it's real, real close. It's real, real close. But it will not work for the harmony. It will not sound the way that it was intended to sound because you're sharp or you're flat. You're close, but you're not on it. You're saved, but you ain't Christ. Right? You go to church, but you ain't the church yet. Just because you don't realize that you are, say I am. So the subtlety, and it's a problem too, because I remember singing in singing groups years ago. I've been singing for a long time, but I remember singing in groups and people wanted to be nice. You know, so I don't tell you that you flat. Well, my friend, I don't hurt her feelings. No, your friend flat. Right? They don't want to tell you that you're flat or you're sharp. Then we sit there and we all pull to practice the song. Then we come back to practice. We all supposed to rehearse at home because your practice at home and you rehearse when y'all get together. Y'all don't know if you knew that. But your real practice at home. That's when you're going over to again yourself. Then when you come to rehearsal, you're just supposed to run through it. You're not supposed to be learning the parts at rehearsal. Right? Like you're not supposed to be learning the parts when you come to church on Sunday. Or come to service. I don't use church right now. When you come to the gathering. You're supposed to bring you're supposed to bring your practice to the gathering. Not get together at the gathering. The gathering should not have to get you together. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? So, we're supposed to be practicing at home. You got the CD, I got the CD, we got the song, you got the song. We point out the parts. Everybody knew the parts when we left here the last time. Then we come here, what was you doing? I can tell you if you ain't listening to your CD. Oh, I know you ain't listening to yours. Oh, I know. I know you didn't practice at all while you was gone. So now we got to spend time in rehearsal fixing your non-practice. We got to lay hands on you for you to get healed. Because you hadn't been practicing who you really are. So you can't help me lay hands on nobody because you need hands laid on you. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Right? We can't run the plays right because you didn't rehearse the playbook. So, and I remember that, you know, there's some people, you know, you play ball. I played a little ball when I was younger than I played playing sports. It's like a bunch of group activities. I remember some people were just. They had an apprehension for some things. Some people are just athletes, you know what I'm saying? They just like, they can get over on practice a little bit because they're just athletic, you know what I'm saying? Or It's all sometimes in the, I would get over with singing sometimes because, you know, I could sing a little bit and I could hear a little bit. So I was like, oh, I ain't got to listen to the CD like they be listening to it. I'm going to get it when I get something. I come there and ain't had, but I, you know, I was talented. So you can go and mess around, but it'll tell on you when you're by yourself. There's one thing singing in the choir, another thing singing a solo. Right? When it zeroes in on you, I don't know, this is random, but I was out with my dad has a couple of dogs. I have a dog. We had a new dog we brought in. We were doing some breeding and had a couple other dogs. There's a movie I watched, and they said, had a wolf pack on the movie, and they said, the strength of the wolf is the pack, and the strength of the pack is the wolf. I'm going to say it again. It said, the strength of the wolf, like the wolf strength, the individual strength, is built in everything, in everybody. And everybody's strength is built into one individual. And it made me understand the massive failures because of the individual neglect. But my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because the priests rejected knowledge. So now those that had something to say hadn't been checking you on who you are. Just been making you feel good about being a Christian. Everything's going undone. People not fulfilling their parts because the pressure hadn't been made. So nobody told Sister such and such that she flat. This scripture in the Bible, I found this scripture. When I heard this scripture, I was okay with saying anything to anybody after this. And not being rude. I had to be better. It says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. You ever heard that scripture before? Yeah, some of y'all might not have heard that scripture before. You need to go ahead and find that one. So when somebody talks to you strong, you'll be okay. It says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Right? But it says the kiss of the enemy is deceit, just like the deception and the beguiling and the subtlety. Like if I'm just, oh, you all right? You all right? Right? Then I'm hurting you. I'm killing you. I'm being the devil to you. I'm not going to be the devil to you. Ever. We're going to be Jesus Christ all day long, bleeding or not. So there's a, okay, if his will hasn't changed and simplicity is in Christ, and his will hasn't changed and the simplicity is in Christ, and it's not many things that we need, it's only one thing that's needful, and if I just seek first the kingdom right here, if it's that simple, then what is going on? I've got to ask that question, and that question has got to burn in me all the time until I figure out the right way. I can't have it burning in me for class. Are burning in me for service because that's showing up to rehearsal without practicing. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm about to say I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm not really sorry to tell you, but this don't work no other way but dying. I'm sorry. There's no other way to get around this. Either you're going to die or you're going to be a zombie. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Head over heels right now. There's no other way around this. Your self-interest is not written on this list. What you decided, your list that you made, that what you want is not on this list. Nobody cares. Oh, let me tell you. Oh, you think nobody's talking about me? God don't care. He don't care about your list. What you want. He doesn't care about what you want. His will hasn't changed. He didn't start his will off and say, hey, now tell me what you want. Come on, I'm going to make man in my image. Come on, the will of God, the beginning, right? The first, make man in my image, my likeness. Give them dominion, all that good stuff, but then tell me what you want now. You shouldn't want nothing. Because you got everything. God is all. Eat from the tree. Now I think it got some stuff that I ain't got. I ate from this tree, and now my whole life is built on opinion. See, good and bad is nothing but opinion. What's good to you ain't bad to me. Anybody allergic to anything? What you allergic to? Huh? Oranges? I love oranges. So now, are oranges of the devil? Come on, Aaron. Come on, me and you. Are oranges of the devil or are they of God? Which one? Because what they going to do? They're going to make you do something. They're going to make me do something. We're going to battle on. Now we got a debate when it's just life. I know that's far is it from the devil, but I'm just saying. Y'all like oranges? Okay, see, but what I'm trying to tell you is, good or bad. For you is, for her it'll be, because it makes her react. Right? But now we somewhere else. We don't even know what's going on. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? You got this tree, when it ate from this tree, and now you got knowledge. Remember what's on this tree. Knowledge of good and evil. All your morality is on that tree. So everything you've judged by your morality is on that tree. Whew. And so, you know, we judge everything by morality. We judge it all by right or wrong, right? Which is why we're always in debate, because we don't know murder, good or bad. Answer me right now. First thing come to your head, murder, good or bad? Bad. Somebody coming in trying to attack Miss Deidre, and it's either them or her. It's them. My friend, what we call that is a 187. But what we call that is a murder. Everybody say murder. Yeah. Good or bad? Come on. Don't. Now, all right, me and you standing there, and somebody about to knock your head off, and I got the gun right here to be able to protect you. Are you going to tell me, thou shalt not kill, just let me go? Good or bad? Come on. Yeah, bad. Right? Okay, now, but see, so now we're up for opinion. Now we're at the mercy of the judicial system. Now we at these places when actually it was just a part of life. Like, it was no time to think about what the holy law said. It's got to go down right now. We don't have time to get off in tongues to see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying right now. But we've been. We won't think about life no more. All right, got a question for you. So who in here has, since the very beginning of your consciousness of which you can remember, done everything right? Go. Anybody? No. Who in here got some stories that they don't want nobody to know? Who in here has ever been forgiven? For small crimes? Come on, small things? Not crime, y'all talking about the police, right? Small things? Come on, big things. Right? But I've been forgiven, right? Are you here? Are you breathing? Got a question. Do God still love you? Did he ever stop? Oh, so it's absolute. So God's love and who he is and his person has been absolute since the beginning. He hadn't changed his mind. You remember in the garden after they ate, they went here, they got dressed. He didn't give any instruction about that. And he came looking for them. Now, this is God who knows all, sees all. So he knows where he's at, knows where everybody at. But he's still going to ask where y'all at. Because I'm giving you a chance to understand that I ain't tripping right now. And I'm still going to ask these questions, although I know the answers already. Because I'm trying to let you know that my will hadn't changed. So if the will hasn't changed, then what is going on? If it's simple, then why is it so difficult? If it's simple, why I got to pray so many hours? She said, for me. Now, I'm going to show you about that in a minute, too, because y'all think y'all know what prayer is. I took prayer class yesterday, today. Okay, well. Faith for the wounds of friends. So listen. So what's prayer?
Dialogue
between the Lord. That is good. Dialogue. Have you ever prayed and he ain't say nothing to you? Was that dialogue or was that you talking? But you prayed, didn't you? Or was you praying? Because if it ain't dialogue, it ain't. According to that definition, right? Come on, what's the other one? Communicating with the, right? Communication goes how many ways? So it's commute. It's like commute, like moving in both directions, right? So if there ain't no both directions, so if you saying a bunch of stuff, or you saying a bunch of tongues, and you saying a bunch of things, and you not hearing nothing, according to this definition, okay, then we, I don't really know if we praying. And I'm about to take you a little further than the first definition, but I'm just, come on. What's your next definition of prayer? Y'all don't want to say nobody want to put prayer. Come on. Y'all just wrote, flip back your page. Go back to communion with God. They say, oh no, the deeper thing is prayer is a request. Right? Y'all go with that one too? Prayer is a request? Right? Like it's a, It's a petition, right? It's conversation. Conversation. So everybody talking. Have you ever had your, look at me, your prayer time and didn't hear nothing back? Now, what's the first judgment? Who do you judge first? You judge you first. You say something wrong with my ears. I'm not hearing, or maybe he's not talking to me today. That's the first thing we say, right? Then we start saying, what's wrong with me? What I got in my life that he ain't talking to me right now? People don't understand it. That's a lot. That's when he talked to you the loudest, when you're messed up. You ever thought about that? That's when he, the biggest time I heard the word of the Lord clear as day in my voice when I had made the most raw mistake the night before. And it was clear as day. And then he didn't start talking to me about the mistake. He gave me a revelation about something else. And the love was so magnificent to me that I volunteered. And I knew he knew, but I volunteered the problem that I did. I was like, listen, I was doing this and this and this and this. And I'm sorry. He was like, oh, I would have forgave you for that. I wouldn't even think about that. That's cool. And then keep talking to me about the thing you're talking about. I needed the confession. I need to repent, because repent means to change your mind. All right, but just like repent, we ain't know what repent meant for years. We thought repent meant to say I'm sorry. But you can say you're sorry and not change your mind. So now the original Hebrew, the word repent means to change your mind. So repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That means change your mind about how you're doing things, because God's ways of doing things are here. The kingdom, all right? Y'all understand what it's saying now? Repent, repent, change your mind. Stop thinking the way you've been thinking, because this is a new thing right now. Well, you know, there's several different things that was lost in translation. You know, the Bible's written thousands of years ago, at least two, right? And it's years and years of translation. It's written in Hebrew and Aramaic, which I don't even know what that is. And it goes into Greek, and then it came over to Latin, and then the English was like a very young language. So we've got like four or five different translations before we got to the original text that the word was written in. But the original Hebrew, there's some meanings and things that's lost in translation that we don't know. And so the word pray, P-R-A-Y, pray. Communication with God, dialogue with God. Come on. But we just debunked both of those, because you could say that you didn't talk and ain't heard nothing. Right? So the immediate thing is for you to judge yourself and say something is wrong with you. And that's exactly what the enemy wants you to think. I don't know if we do that, because we taught that. We've been taught that. Oh, you need to clear yourself up. Maybe God can't get through the clutter in your mind. God can't get through the clutter? He can do all this other stuff, but he can't get through the clutter in my mind. Come on, come on. We grew up. Come on, come on. Didn't we learn this? Come on. Something wrong with you? No. The scripture says you ask, but you pray amiss. Like you're missing in your prayer. And there's only one way Jesus told him how to pray. He ain't tell us about tongues. He ain't tell us about nothing else. No, one way he told us how to pray. They asked him one time, the Lord teaches us to pray. He said, when you pray, pray like this: Our Father. It's the only prayer he gave him. The prayer. The original Hebrew meaning, or what the intention of the word prayer was, you know, I can look up prayer in my Strong's and try to hit it in the Old Testament. And the way the Strong Dictionary works, which is the Hebrew interpretation, is the words will be in certain color. You'll hit them, and then it'll come up and tell you what the original meaning of the word was and give you some derivatives where it came from. And in the New Testament, I keep hitting pray, and it won't even come up with a definition, because it was just that deep. Right? And the word prayer in the original Hebrew, when I did some research, really meant an introspective of yourself, comparing yourself to the Father. So now you've searched on the inside of yourself to see what's in you. Search me, O God, know me, try my thoughts, see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way of righteousness, right standing with you. Let me see, let me consider what's in me and going on with me that's not like the Father. Now you're praying. You know, talking about don't be like them praying with their vain repetitions. You know vain repetitions, right? You know, we learn repeating. In the word of faith, we learn to repeat. Confess it, confess it, confess it, and believe it. And repeat, repeat. Well, you know what vain is, huh? You're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you. Vanity means you just about you. How much of your prayer, like you thought it was before, was vain? Lord, protect me, protect my family, bless this, give me direction, give me wisdom. That don't sound bad, huh? That don't sound like a bad thing. Full of self. Well, I shouldn't pray for protection. Well, I mean, I'm not saying don't pray for protection, but you're protected if you're in the right direction. If you're walking right, you don't have to worry about nothing. Come on, walk on the sidewalk or walk in the road. Which one? You don't have to walk on the sidewalk or walk on the road. Which one? You cannot walk on the road and ask the Lord to protect the car from hitting me. Lord, please protect me from these. I plead the blood right now. Walk in the road. No, it's ignorant. You got to get on the right place. You drove here, didn't you? Did you ask the Lord to, you ain't get to say no prayer? No, you stayed on the right side of the road, didn't you? Did you have to get in the spirit to do it? I'm on Jesus. No, with your senses, you stayed on your side. Huh? Now he'll take care of you if somebody go out of order. Are you understanding me? But that wasn't the Holy Spirit didn't lead you to be on the right lane. God has enabled you. There's only one will. I made you in my image and my likeness, and get up, be fruitful, and multiply me. Multiply more like me. They ain't talking about having no kids, although that's cool too. But it's talking about multiplying me. Be more like me. I gave you dominion. Every herb bearing seed, be like me. Multiply me. Do me more. Be me. I made you in my image. Just like us. So now the concept of having to get off in the spirit for something is a deception. How you get off in something that you are? I got to flow in the spirit. I got to flow off in the spirit. I got to get in the great. Can I talk to y'all? Great is he that is. Come on, say it right now. Great is he where? So are we can conclude that is, where's the kingdom of God? Where's God? The same spirit that raised Jesus, excuse me, I spit on you. Same spirit that raised Jesus dead dwells well. All right, the same spirit that raised Jesus dead dwells well. And you saw all that's inside of you. So how do you get out of the presence of God? Oh, wait, y'all, please, can you give me some answers? Hold up, didn't y'all know them scriptures? Greatest healer is in you, healer is in the world. You knew that, right? How long you been knowing it? Forever. Same spirit that raised Jesus dead dwells on the inside of me, right? Forever. Kingdom of God, we just learned that one a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? Because we've been skipping over them red words for years. We being Romans, Acts, Corinthians, Galatians, everywhere else, and then Hebrews, and we skipped Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John for years. We never really studied them too long. Y'all know that, right? 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 But kingdom of God as well. Kingdom of God, same spirit that raised Jesus dead. Greatest healer is in me, healer is in the world. Power that worketh in you. What am I doing? Trying to get into the presence. And it's fleeting. The glory is here. And then it's not. The glory is in the room. And then it's not. The power's here. And then it's over when they ring the bell. You remember when we used to ring the bell for prayer, the intercessory prayer? We used to pray for an hour and everybody, and we all in the spirit by fear, and then bing, and everybody like, yeah, so what y'all doing tomorrow? Come on, y'all know that? Soon as it's over, soon as they say amen, soon as they say you are dismissed, the present is going to miss. Every now and then we have one of them services where you still locked down there. But for the most part, it's pretty much over. It's time to go to the car. The buzzer going off, game over. Presence of the Lord is here. Some people be mad at me when I talk like that, but it's true. Can somebody give me another answer, please? I wrote this the other day, and I said, I can't find any records of Jesus working up any power. Then go sing a couple songs so we can work up the presence. So that I can really flow like I need to flow. Y'all show me the scripture. Jesus sang three songs and then he preached. I'm digging into some stuff for real. I got to dig into it. I know the customs that we have right now. But our customs that we have right now, I ain't got no problem. I like the songs we do on Sunday. I love clapping and getting together, and the people love it too. So we have a good old time. And God will honor it because we believe in it. Right? But you ain't got time to lift up holy hands when it's time to make a decision tomorrow sometime. We need a as I hear, I judge moment now. We need a I know who I am. I know I'm one with the Father and the Father is one with me. So what I say goes because what the Father says goes. And I know that I'm in the will. We don't need to go searching. Where's the kingdom of God? And he says, low here, low there. No, the kingdom of God is within you. What you searching for? As soon as they ate from that tree, it became a search. As soon as they ate from the tree, everybody had to go walking. When they were already in the garden. They were already in the place that God intended, but as soon as you started getting knowledge of good and evil, now you got to go walking. And it's been a search ever since then. Come on. Where you at? Where your mind at? As I think, therefore I am, right? As you think in his heart, so is he, right? So that means whatever you think about yourself, that's what you are. Regardless of what the truth is, right? As far as you, your actions and your feelings, whatever you think, that's what. Now, I could know the truth about you, right? But whatever you think, that's what you're going to be. My deal with my dog is about 4 or 5 dogs. I got two girls, two boys, and they end up being 3 girls, 3 boys, because my homeboy brought the. And so we brought the other dog over to breed, all right? And we all grown in here, so I'm going to talk to you like grown people. So we brought the other dog over here to breed because we want to get some puppies, right? And so these dogs, three of these dogs knew each other. The new dog, nobody knew, but he was cool. He became cool, but he's still not too comfortable. But he cool, but he in heat. Okay, so he ready to go. All right. Now, then we brought 2 other dogs there. But for some reason, there's a boy dog and a girl dog. And we know how this goes, right? I don't have to go into sex education class, right? We don't have to go into the details of how this goes, right? We know a boy and a girl. We know there ain't no other way for nothing to be made, right? We're clear about that, right? We know, I mean, that's not even morals. That's principle of seed time and harvest. Which is why when we preach morals to people, they can have a rebuttal because we're talking morals and not life. We never approach people with life. We always approach them with morals. Never with the principles of life, but that's another conversation. So we know the boy is supposed to get with the girl, right? He got the equipment, she got the equipment, they supposed to go. But for some reason, you know, he tried to get on a couple of girls, and they fighting and fussing. And so then, that's how they do it. They fight, they tussle, whatever then. But then I saw one of the girls get on the back of another girl. And I've been around these dogs, and I've never seen you do it before. All right? I've been around the dog. I've never seen you try to mount the other girl dog. Y'all, we've been out here running in the yard. I ain't never seen you do that before in my life. Right? There is no purpose or equipment there for that to work. But because you were around a certain environment and saw somebody else do something, you started doing it when there's no life in that thing that you were doing. Then I saw the boy try to jump on the back of the other boy. And the other boy dog looked back and like, man, what you doing? Then they start fighting. I'm starting literally fighting. Ah, God, I had to get a stick and break them loose. Never seen you do that. I started talking about, I said, bro, what you doing? I never seen you do this before. Why are you doing this? But because you saw another dog do it, then you wasn't thinking for yourself. You started thinking just like them. And you just start doing, you ain't know no purpose or nothing. Because it's simple, because as you think, therefore you are. So got a question for you. If I can get you to think one way, then I can get you to be one way, huh? No, answer me. If I can get you to think one thing, then I can get you to be one thing, huh?
Oh my God.
Surely you're not going to die. You eat this, you're going to be just like God. When God had already made you in his image. Did I have to tell you that I made you in my image? I didn't have to tell you that because where you came from, you don't know where you came from. All you know, you woke up and somebody was talking to you. So that's who we roll with. We don't roll with the new dude. But if I get you to think that the presence is somewhere else, beware of the serpent. Beware of the system. Lest it beguile you through its subtlety. Right? And then deceive you from the simplicity that is in who you really are. I'll show you another one. Research said they started calling Jesus the Christ. In the book of Acts, you start seeing that towards the end, Jesus the Christ, but he wasn't supposed to call him Jesus the Christ like it was his last name, because Christ was a being. The word Christ comes from the word Christos. It means the anointed one and his anointed, which means it's a being. That means Christ is all of us. But when you start saying Jesus the Christ, you put it over there with him and you don't put it on you. And it was a trick. They say the first time, they said over Antioch was the first time that they were called Christians. Jesus never said, be ye Christians and sin not. He ain't never say that. And you know who started calling them Christians? The other people that was outside. So they got named by other people that was on the outside. See, the arrows come out right now with this conversation. Crucify him. Shut him up. He's telling too much of the truth. If I can get you to think something, then I get you to be something. And if I get you to think that the flat note is the note you're supposed to be singing, that's you all day long. Although you have the ability to sing the right note. I gotta tell you something about singing. Can I tell you something about singing? Y'all think singing is a gift, huh? He got the gift of singing. Everybody got vocal cords. Yes. So you tell me I can sing one day? I mean, possibly if you can get your mind around it. Right? So everybody got vocal cords. They have different texture. But who said that this texture was the right texture? But the different texture. Right? But everybody got the same vocal cord. I remember I went through puberty, so I'm 11 and 12, and then my voice started changing. But they still got me singing these high-pitched songs like Michael Jackson. You know, Michael Jackson went through that problem. You know, he did A, B, C. Then he couldn't sing it no more. His voice got deep. He started taking the medicine, trying to keep his voice high. Right? But I went through, and so I was struggling. And so the same song that I could do before, I couldn't do it. They scream at me and say, sing the song. They thought it was easy. I was like, yo, it's not going over there. Yo, y'all hear I'm a man now. Like, right? They make me force it. And for years, I sang and got hoarse on the regular on Sundays. A lot of people were like, oh, Sunday is so good. I love them songs you sing. And I was like, thank you. Hoarse for 3-4 days because I'm trying to force out something. So I was struggling until I went to a voice teacher. Miss Jackie Green. I went to Miss Jackie Green. I went there consistently for days. She taught me how to breathe and how to do things, and it started stretching my vocal cords. So now these higher notes that I wanted to hit, I was able to hit them because my mind became acquainted with that position in my voice. See, my voice is your voice is. If your voice was a tower, who know how to get to my house in here? Raise your hand. Okay, so the rest of y'all don't know how to get there. But it don't mean my house don't exist, huh? You just don't know how to get there. Who can show you how to get there? Huh? Who can show you how to get to my house? Me? So if you listen to me, I can show you a region that you've never discovered before. If you listen to me, I can show you a place that you've never been before. Right? So some of y'all been to my house. You've been to my house before, but you've never been in my bathroom. Right? Right? So I know there's a bathroom in here, but I've never been over there. But who can show you where that's at? Are you getting what I'm saying? So what happens, what the Holy Spirit and what Jesus is trying to show us is regions of yourself in your house that you've never visited before. There's places of God on the inside of you that you hadn't touched, but it don't mean it don't exist. And if I can fool you to make you think it don't exist, then you're going to live in this corner of the house and never explore the whole thing. You imagine going to your house and having a 4 or 5 bedroom house with 3 or 4 bathrooms and a kitchen and a foyer and all the different stuff, but you stay in that one room and you go in that room and then go outside to the car and you got this whole house to enjoy, but you don't enjoy the whole house because you never explored the other regions of the house. Because I told you that's where you're supposed to stay. Don't you leave out this room. Stay in this room. This is the room that got everything, but you know in that room, you're looking around the room, they ain't got no bathroom in here. They ain't got no refrigerator in here. I can't get nothing out of here. There ain't no windows up in here. Church. So if you allow somebody to show you other regions of yourself, that's all Jesus was trying to do. They were trying to tell him, shut up, because he was exposing too much about who you are in Christ. This is where we at, church. So we've even church, I gave y'all a definition of church, it's ecclesia. That means called out from an origin by a name to carry a name. It really wasn't about the building or the congregation. But we had to build and congregate because we started doing everything like everything else. So we had to have a building for the meetings. Yeah, so whatever I would say, forsake not the assembly of yourself. That's right. Please assemble yourself. Please, you ever heard somebody say, get it together? You ever heard somebody tell you that? Get yourself together? Please assemble yourself. Forsake not to get yourself together. The scripture says, there's a folly. He says, a folly I see. Something crazy I'm seeing. I see the prince walking, and I see the servants upon the horses. That don't go like that, church. But if I can get you to think that I'm the prince, and you the servant, I get you to do whatever. You get it? Although you be Lord of all. An heir, as long as he's a child, different nothing but a servant, though he's Lord of all, but it's under tutors and governors, there's a time appointed of the who? Father. And there's a time appointed of the Father. No, not nobody laying hands on you. There's a time appointed of the Father. And when is that time? There's no other time but now. That's why he said, tell him I am that I am, told you. In Luke 4:18, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And he goes on that list. And then the next scripture says, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Y'all remember that? And nobody ain't never know what that meant, but you just went with it because it was cool. The preach acceptable year, and you just thought the acceptable year of the Lord was the year of the Lord coming back, which we don't know. Right? No, the translation meant do it now. That's God's timing now. He wants you to know who you are. You know, but you know who's delaying you? You. It's not about disobedience. Not the problem. It's delayed obedience. If you obey an hour late, you didn't obey. If not now, then when? Right, I heard somebody say the other day, if not now, then when? And if not you, then who? This should burn. Things like this should burn. If it don't burn, I'm sorry. I feel sorry for you. Things like this should burn. If it don't burn for you, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what's going to make you burn. I don't know what's going to make you put your head just jump head first. I don't know. It'll hit you one day. No more toss to and fro with every wind of doctrine. That's Ephesians 4. We was going to go there, but I can't go there. I couldn't go there now. No more. Be children. Toss to and fro with every wind of doctrine, the sleight of men, and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive. You're going to use the one that look like you to deceive you. Amen.